The world has witnessed revolutionary change in Egypt since 2011 and 2012 when Hosni Mubarak's dictatorship ended, and right now the nation seems poised once again between chaos and a resumption of military rule. The massive protests on the 30th of June this year that removed President Mohamed Morsi and replaced him with another general, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Can Egypt change for the good, make good on its promises of democracy and freedom? Can Egypt really change? It's the question for two young Egyptians who recently visited our studios.
I think that we need to find the common ground or the place that we can agree more than that we disagree, so we can move forward.
The struggle is not about who's in control and who's not. We have to be together and work together, and whoever comes in control, that would be the choice of people.
27-year-old Mohamed Mubarak is an architect. He was joined by rising young star woman lawyer in her 20s named Moga Morsi. Mubarak and Morsi. An irony, not a joke. But these two young people hold the hope of their country in their hearts and minds.
Nowadays, I think my country is going in the wrong direction. I think about the 30th of June as a coup. It doesn't mean that I'm pro the MBs or that I used to like the old regime of Mohamed Morsi. I'm against it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. MBs means Muslim Brothers.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Muslim Brothers.
You would call them Ikhwan.
Ikhwan Muslimin, yeah.
Right? Do you think this process has delegitimized them completely, or should they have a role in Egyptian politics moving forward?
I don't think they're a minority. I think they have a lot of followers, and they should be represented in the political regime in Egypt.
And Mohamed Mubarak, what allegiance do you have?
I'm not part of any political parties or anything, but I'm actually completely with what happened in Egypt during the 30th of June. It is the will of the people. People went to the streets by millions, so you can't call it a coup. Or actually, personally, I don't care about the names. Is it a coup or a revolution or whatever? It's the people demand at the end. So I feel like the military did what people wanted them to do.
And you don't go along with that?
Yeah. I'm also against Mohamed Morsi's regime, and I was against his ruling. But I thought that this wasn't the right way to get rid of him. I thought that there must be another way that was as democratic as the elections or something, maybe a referendum or something about should he stay at power or not.
I have to disagree with that, because whatever happened, we should move forward. We should look for the future. People actually care more about their living status. They want food, they want electricity, gas, and oil. So we should work together to make a better Egypt.
And Moga?
I totally agree with Mohamed. We should move forward and we should cooperate. But my only concern is about who will rule Egypt in the next elections.
Who do you think should rule Egypt? What kind of person do you think should rule Egypt? I hear Mohamed Mubarak talking very calmly about let's settle down. That seems
totally
to suggest that the military is going to come in and calm everything down. What are the passionate voices that you hear that you'd like to hear?
That's the biggest problem, that we don't have an alternative about who should rule Egypt or who should now.
Well, if you're talking about democracy, so people who should decide who will rule Egypt.
Yeah, I agree. But let's hear the voice that you want to hear. Let's just say you're speaking to the people of Egypt right now on this program, and you're running for the parliament. Make the argument that you think people need to hear to get the passion back into politics, because there's so much sense of oppression and disillusionment in Egypt right now. And I'll ask you the same question, Mohamed.
I think Moga? That we should not eliminate anyone. We should just cooperate again, to sit on one table and talk about the real problems and where are the points that we can intersect again.
And the role of Islam, what is that?
The majority of Egyptians are Muslims, so I go for the moderate Islam.
So a moderate program for you. Will there be military members of your cabinet?
Yes, there will be.
And the peace treaty with Israel, do you support that or would you want to re-examine it?
No, I go with it. We cannot do anything with Camp David nowadays.
Mohamed Mubarak.
Well, over the last years, many years, even before the step down of Mubarak, people actually lost faith in politicians. People, you know, support Sisi right now, the general,
right?
The general Sisi right now, and how much you see his pictures in the streets and songs written to him. So you can find that how much he's very popular now in Egypt.
All right. So, Mr. Mubarak, you would support the military in your government. Would you have someone from the Muslim Brotherhood in your cabinet?
yeah, if he's he's not violent, he's not having this ideas of
extremist ideas.
Yeah, he's not an extremist. Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Would there be women in your government?
Sure.
The role of Islam.
The role of Islam actually is a way of life. It's not just a religion. It's a religion and a way of life. So you cannot say the role of Islam. It's very homogeneous with the lives in Egypt, even the life of Christians in Egypt.
And finally, would you support the peace treaty with Israel?
I would support that, but as well as I will reevaluate it.
Reevaluate it?
Yeah.
Will you take aid from the United States?
I don't really care about it. And I think this is the case in with most of the Egyptians. Most of them, when the United States announced they will suspend the subsidy for the military, most of Egyptians actually said that we don't need it. We don't to
they
give.
Were happy. Yeah. They were happy.
They were happy. They were happy that they suspended it because it's a sign of, you know, of some kind
independence.
Of it's an independence for us. We are not a following country. We are not following any country.
All right. Americans have viewed the Arab Spring. They've seen this sort of, heroic democracy. The people are in the street. They're going to throw off the dictator. Things are going to change. Egypt's going to be very, very different. And then we see what happened with some say it's a coup and a change in leadership. I think most Americans would look at your country and say, you folks aren't ready for democracy. Sorry. I don't know what you're doing, but you're not ready for democracy. So call us when you are. What would you tell them?
I actually will tell them that democracy is not one thing that has a definition about if you want to do democracy, this is one, two, or three steps you have to do. For my belief, democracy is about the people and their lives, how make their lives better. This is democracy. We invented civilization, so it's very, very...
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's very hard to tell us that we are not ready for democracy.
I think it's... it needs time, but we are on it, and we will, in a way or another, reach this. There's no other option than reaching this.
Young lawyer Moga Morsi and her friend and colleague, although they sometimes disagree, architect Mohammed Mubarak. They're both visiting the U.S. as Shafiq Gabber Fellows, a program that invites 10 Americans and 10 Egyptian young leaders to travel Egypt and the U.S. together and work on projects to promote cross-cultural understanding.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.